The majority of the Midwest will experience a declining trend in temperatures and precipitation as we move forward through the rest of the day today and overnight tonight. The majority of the region will see much improved harvest conditions as we move forward in time. And overnight, we did see some snow and rainfall occur across parts of the Midwest. It's interesting to look at the snowfall distribution as we went through the last couple of days. There's a big hole of snow-free conditions in South Dakota and a couple spots in Minnesota. Those areas are going to see temperatures way below zero over the weekend, and there may be some winter kill that occurs in that region. Again, this would be mostly in South Dakota we'd want to be concerned with. And temperatures are going to be well below zero, like I said, probably running in the negative teens and negative 20s in the eastern Dakotas and portions of Minnesota. The rest of South Dakota down into Nebraska will see mostly positive and negative single-digit readings. Same will be true for portions of Iowa, and we'll probably see something similar take place as well in portions of Wisconsin. Further to the east, though, and south, we'll likely see lows dropping out and mostly into the teens and 20s, with Sunday morning probably coldest, whereas the upper Midwest and northern plains will be coldest tomorrow morning. Already this morning, we were in the positive and negative single-digit readings across some of those snow-free areas in South Dakota. It looks like most of the negative temperatures, though, were down close to the Nebraska border where there was snow on the ground. So, for the most part, there shouldn't have been any winter kill overnight last night. But we are concerned about the next night or two across a part of that region. Well, in the meantime, we did see light precipitation occur across the Midwest yesterday, and field work was obviously put on hold. Temperatures fell quite a bit across the region. Temperatures this morning, though, are still warm in the southeast part of the region with 40s and 50s prevailing, and we're expecting to see everybody turn much colder, obviously, as we go through the day today and into the night tonight. Once the cold is all the way through the Midwest, there should not be much in the way of significant precipitation back across the region for a while. The only exception will be downwind from Lake Michigan and downwind from Lake Erie, where we'll likely see lake effect snows still lingering through the weekend. And those areas could see some significant snow accumulations, but for the rest of the Midwest, it'll be a drier bias scenario with very little precipitation occurring during the course of the week next week as those temperatures slowly moderate back into at least a little bit more of a seasonable range. It'll stay cool most of the week. Second week of the two-week forecast is still up for big debate as to exactly what will happen across the region, but probably the most interesting feature that's going to take place over the next 7 to 10 days is going to be a storm system that may come out of the southern U.S. plains into parts of the Delta and into the southeastern United States, and that occurs during midweek next week, could evolve into a nor'easter over the Thanksgiving holiday and in the middle and northern Atlantic coastal region. So if you're planning on travel into the Atlantic coast region during the holiday period and later next week, be aware of the potential for a large storm system there. Well, for the most part, though, the Midwest will see good harvest potential as we move through the week next week. Even though we've got moisture out there now, a good drying northerly wind will occur for a couple of days this weekend, and that should help to firm up the ground a little bit and allow for field work, late season field work, to take place once again. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.